Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, first round of the 2AA playoffs, Pisgah comes in as the number one seed against what I thought was a very good, a talented, a big East Lincoln team. And you talk about competitive games, and you talk about games going to the very last moment. Certainly that was the case last night. A lot of things that we would like to sort of see go our way, sometimes it felt like didn't. But again, your kids get out there, and as they have the entire season, and gave you a tremendous effort. And there's still a lot of positive things, I think, to talk about, too, as we go through the morning this morning, too.
There are. Obviously, you look back on the game last night, and you saw what you mentioned. You saw a good football team across the way from us. Had some things that went our way, and then we had some things that didn't. I thought our kids continued to battle all the way through the ball game. I thought our coaches did a good job continuing to coach. We had some injuries and some things that took place. We lost three starters, in the game that really hurt us, and having to make some change up on some things. But you've got to be able to overcome those and be able to move on and try to get a win. And again, I'm certainly proud of our kids for the way they continue to fight all the way through, all the way to the last play.
When you went back and you started looking at film, what were the things that you first picked up on with East?
The biggest thing for us, as we watched film, they had really been devastated by injuries early in the season. Uh-huh. And they started to get healthy again. The films that we had got on them the last couple of weeks, the regular seasons, didn't seem like they had a whole lot of energy and a whole lot of get after it. But you went back and you watched the film early in the year, and just a totally different team. And I talked with Coach Lubowitz last night before the game, and he said they were predicted to have a really good season, and they'd just been devastated early with some injuries. And they had faced some adversity too, but probably the open week probably helped them, get healed up a little bit. But as we got on the field last night, and especially when we first started the game, probably one of the biggest things that stood out to me was the three front defensive linemen. Mm. Those guys, big bodies, heavy bodies. We had a hard time dealing with them. Number 49, the linebacker, made some tremendous plays for them as well. There were some things that stood out. Obviously, we drove down the field on the opening drive, got 3 points out of it, got some points. Defense played, well, got us some turnovers. Felt like we weren't able to take advantage of some of those opportunities that our defense was able to give us. Had some points taken off the board. That's never a good thing. Had the touchdown called back. But again, it was a hard fought ball game. Certainly a lot of feelings and thoughts and, going into it. What a great season. 2018 started all the way back in January when we started in the weight room and got our kids back together. It's just been a really great group of seniors who have led the whole way. It certainly was a regular season and conference season of a lot of great things that took place. We're out earlier than we wanted to be in the playoffs. Sometimes that happens. You got to be able to enjoy the highs, but in order to do that, you got to be willing to take the lows too. Certainly last night was one of the lows for us.
When you go back and look at how you treated the 2 weeks going into last night, obviously we had a similar situation 2 years ago. Did you do anything any different than what we did two years ago? And what was your approach in trying to get ready and prepared and ramped back up for last night?
The big thing was the open week. Obviously, when you get to the week of the game, you know who you're playing and you can start game prepping. The open week is the one that gets you. And as we went through that, we didn't feel like we still feel like we had a lot of energy, coming out of the Brevard game. We went through that week, kind of a regular type practice. We even did some conditioning on that Friday. And I told the coaches when we were through, I said the kids were still very energetic. We got a good workout in that day and then sent them off for the weekend and obviously to find out who we played on that Saturday. But just had a really good feeling about them. Had a good week of practice last week. Even though we had all of the rain, we only went inside one day. We were able to do the things I felt like we needed to do. We really didn't get a whole lot of different looks last night than what we had prepared for. I think when you look at what their conference did last night, I think that tells you that was a pretty stout conference as well. And that was just one of those deals where, you know, they made more plays than we did last night.
It was my impression that they wanted to establish the run, and they stayed with that. I thought, you know, we were kind of thinking they wanted to come out and throw it around a little bit, but, you know, they were, seems to me, intent on, you know, being able to try to find ways to run the football last night and let that perhaps set up play action for them.
It did. You know, I think I'm sitting here looking at the stats. They had 120 yards rushing, had 88 yards passing, so they had 208 total. You know, the rushing was a little bit more than the passing, but you look at ours, and we were 227 total, so we were a little higher total. We had 168 passing and 59 rushing. So, you can see the rushing yards right there. We just couldn't move the ball as well as we'd have liked to have. Whether we tried to go in between the tackles or out wide, I just thought those, you know, their defense played really well last night and gave us some issues. We had 8 first downs. We had 4 in the first half, 4 in the second half. They had 8 as well, 4 and 4. You know, penalties were fairly close as well. You know, it was one of those games that was going to come down to one possession.
Yeah.
And, and it did. But I thought all the way to the end, you know, when the use of the timeouts, you know, by both sides, obviously they had kept theirs, were able to make us have to get to that fourth down, not have to waste a lot of clock. It was just a well-coached ball game, I felt like, on both sides. And I felt like both teams played extremely hard. We left some things on the field that we'll look back on and wish we could have taken advantage of, but that's part of it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, good. Going back to the first half and some things that I think stood out in my mind. First of all, if I sort of remember this correctly, they were able to get on the board a little bit later on in the first half. We were able to come back and establish ourselves. We were able to go in the locker room with a 10-7 lead. And you know, it feels like whenever we've tried to dial up something that's a little bit unique, we've had some success with that. Tanner made a brilliant throw downfield and was able to get the ball up and over the DB right there, and that led to our first score of the night, and it came at a big time, our first touchdown of the night, and it came at a big time.
It did. You know, we knew we were going to have to take some shots. We had built in some stuff in case we needed to use it. You know, we had got the ball back there in pretty good field position right there before the half closed. They were going to get the ball in the second half. We knew how important it was to try to get something, on that last series right there. Decided to take a shot. As soon as we got the ball, I was radioing up top, and I said, go ahead and take a shot now. And I think you go back and you look at that particular play, and we had exactly what we wanted. We had number 4, the big corner wide receiver. We had him bite and come up, on Tanner, which is what we wanted. But you mentioned getting it over top of the player. We had the safety roll on us across the top as well, over to where Devin was at, and Tanner was able to get it over top of him. But I think when you look at that, in the games that we have played in the past, and I'll use Hendersonville, we didn't have that safety roll over the top.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have that discipline, that I come back to. And I thought they were a well-coached ball team. I think they were in the right places at the right times. We got the momentum back right before halftime, and we certainly went in at halftime and challenged the kids. And, 24 minutes, could be the last 24 minutes. And, obviously we had lost Zeke, and we had lost JD as well. And, we hadn't lost Cam yet, but that was, early in the third quarter as well. And it was just a culmination of a lot of things. But again, you can't sit here and look back on it and have any regrets on it. I certainly don't. I wish we certainly could have come away with a win, but excited for the way our kids played and battled. They've done that all year for us. I'm certainly proud of them and the seniors for the leadership that they showed, not only last night, but all the way through the season.
By and large, your defense continued to play well, I thought, last night, too. And you mentioned that in terms of total yards. You also forced, it was either 4 or 5 turnovers. Several of them were interceptions. making things difficult for them. And your defense all season long has given us chances to win and be in the position that we need to be in to take advantage of opportunities. And from that perspective, obviously. But again, once again, your defense played, I thought, really, really well again last night, despite the fact that you were having some things, as you mentioned, with some of these injuries as we went down through the game.
We had hung our hat early on, on our defense. We were going to do our best to try to protect those guys and keep those guys as fresh as we could. We had 9 seniors on that defensive team, and certainly that showed the whole season long. Last night we had to play some of those linemen a little bit more both ways than what we would have liked to have. But we've kind of gradually got to that as we've progressed through the season. We had a lot of seniors that stepped up for us in crucial times, throughout the season. But last night as well, we had some kids that got called upon to have to do some things, that we hadn't had to have done, throughout the season. But when you run into injuries or you run into anything that comes up like that or you lose a kid, you've got to be able to make adjustments. And I thought that we got the people in there that we needed to and got settled in. But there were a couple of big plays in there that they made. I come back to the 4th down play that their kid was able to convert
right
down there way deep in their territory.
Right.
And, we knew that he had the capability of doing that. We saw it on film, kid got out in the open field and got one-on-one with us, and he won that battle, and got that first down. But, there's a lot of different things that came up throughout the game. That you look on and you say, that could have done it, this could have done it. But it was a culmination of a lot of things.
Go ahead.
It was an exciting game all the way through. Certainly we would have loved to have been on the other end of it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Your Paint and Stain headquarters in Haywood County is Hometown Hardware. All 3 locations sell premium Valspar and PPG paints and Cabot stains, offering the proper finishes for every surface, inside and out, plus expert color matching. Hometown Hardware has all the tools and supplies for your projects, too, from ladders and drop cloths to brushes. And ask about Gugon Pro Power Gel to remove caulk, silicone, grease, tar, varnish, and more. Hometown Hardware in Bethel, Canton, and Waynesville, your big box alternative.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit pardeehospital.org.
We were just talking a few minutes ago about guys stepping up. Did you feel a need last night or see a need for the kids that you had brought up from the JV level to jump in there and play last night with the injuries that we were sustaining?
We did. We put Levi Cagle in there. Levi jumped in and helped us on, all of the special teams. When Zeke went down, Zeke was on so many special teams. We were able to make some moves with him and get him put in there. And, we're having to do that on the fly, that on the sideline. So we kind of got that situated and organized, and obviously Cam, being out, we had to move around, as far as some special teams on the kick or on the field goal team, he was a tight end, and when we were on punt, obviously he was a punter, and so we had to make some changes there as well. And JD's in there, on the field goal team, and so we were having to make quite a few adjustments on the fly. I thought our kids did a really good job of taking care of that. The loss of JD on the defensive line,
yeah.
We had couple of our offensive linemen had to come in there and fill in that gap as well, and that was a place that we didn't have a whole lot of depth. Really good with the ones we had in there,
yeah.
But when you start losing them a little bit, you lose some depth, and you got kids going to have to go both ways. And I think that wore on us a little bit too as the game went along.
I think the other thing that stood out to me, what I thought seems my perspective, I don't know if you agree, I'm sure you probably do though, but I thought the kick covers and the punt covers was really solid last night.
We knew what 4 could do right
right
there. We tried to keep it away from him as much as we could. You look at from the kickoffs and where Brian was trying to position it at and keep it out of his. The one kickoff we had, the kid turned around and wanted to pitch it to 4.
Yeah,
just
we
to
noticed
get it
that,
to
yeah.
him. And thankfully he wasn't able to, and we got a good tackle on it. Had a really big hit on that. As a matter of fact, Eden Ferguson had a really good hit, Mississippi, we call him. You know, so we had some really good things that took place. And you look at different situations. We get in that, you know, situation where it was fourth and one right there at the end of the ball game, and you know, we had Jonathan in there who was having to punt. We almost got the punt blocked.
Right.
You know, the series before, you know, you got four sitting back there, so you got a chance of possibly getting one blocked. If you kick it to four, what's he going to do? If you do get it off and kick it, probably not going to be a deep kick. Or you go for it and try to get it
sure.
and win the ball
Absolutely.
Game. You know, 90, I think it was 92 or 95, their big defensive nose had just went out, you know, the series before. You know, so just felt like that was the opportunity that we needed to take. Obviously, if we get it, you know, ball game's over. Nobody's, you know, he doesn't have any timeouts left. And we weren't able to get it, you know, came up just a little bit short. But even that play, you know, you go back and you're like, you know, I got no regrets on that. You know, we had too many things that could have gone wrong, you know, if we had punted it. Obviously, they still had to move the ball, and they still had to get down there. But I just thought the positives outweighed the
without
negatives.
Without any timeouts.
Without any timeouts. You know, I thought the positives outweighed the negatives on that one. And so we decided to go for it and, you know, rolled the dice. But, again, you know, if you're going to be able to enjoy those highs, it's going to come around.
Yeah.
You know, even as fans and supporters of our program, which I'm certainly proud of the – you know, people that we had there and the support that we had last night, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to question a lot of things, you know, during that game. But as a supporter as well, you've got to be willing to say, you know what, they played their hearts out. They gave it everything that they had. They came up short, you know. That was just that's part of the game. Like I said, we can enjoy all those great wins, but at some point you're going to have one of those losses. It's just going to look – you're going to look at it and you're like, man, I cannot believe that that happened. But that's part of the game when you're playing with high school kids on Friday nights. That's what makes it so exciting. But I enjoyed being with these kids. I certainly did not want it to be over. It was a special group, and, you know, the time flew by way too fast for us. But you look back at the accomplishments these kids have had this season, you know, has been phenomenal. And you know, the leadership, I've mentioned that a couple of different times. But just think our seniors did a great job. They have certainly set the table for our younger kids, you know, on how to act, how to behave, how to do the things the right way, and, you know, continue to be good players, you know, for us for years to come.
There's a lot of things that you can go and look at, as you mentioned. I think one of the things that seems to stand out, and, you know, even beyond gut feeling that you have to use when you're making decisions in a leadership position, but all of the data supported, you know, what we did last night, too, on that fourth down play. In other words, we had success. I can't remember the last time we hadn't had success in that particular scenario, you know, throughout the entire year.
Well, you go back to the Brevard game on the first drive. We had a fourth and one, fourth and two on the first drive at Brevard on our 40-yard line, and we go for it and get it, and we drive right on in and score.
Yeah.
You know, just felt like we had our destiny in our hands when we were sitting right there on the offensive side. You know, obviously you put it back, get it back to them and put it on the defensive side. You know, they're able to call plays on the other side. And just, you know, we huddled. We took the time out.
Right.
We huddled. We talked about it. It was a decision that we made. And again, that play didn't dictate, you know, and I know we sit here and we say, well, if we get that, we win the ball game. But you don't have just one play that just dictates everything. I mean, you go back and you can single out different situations. And they could, you know, on the other side of it as well. I mean, they were able, you know, they gave up the big long touchdown pass that Tanner hit.
Yeah.
You know, we got the field goal. We had some things that did go our way. Obviously, the turnovers that the defense created certainly gave us opportunities as well. But, you know, it's kind of hard to swallow, you know, because it's just been such a great season and great group of kids to be around. But we certainly went down swinging. We told our kids that was the one thing we wanted to do. If we were going to go down, it was going to go down at home, and we were going to go down swinging. And we certainly did that last night all the way up to the very last play, you know, where we had an opportunity in the end zone there with Kane, and their defender, you know, made a great play and was able to get the ball out of his hands. But, again, you're proud of where your kids allowed you to be, even at the very end, and never hung their head. 24 seconds ago, it would have been easy for those kids to say, you know what, we're done, let's not do anything, but went right down the field and gave ourselves a chance.
Did you have any frustrations last night in terms of any of the calls that you saw?
No, you know, there were some calls in there that, you know, goes both ways. Again,
sure.
You know, you can come back and you can look at, you know, different scenarios and situations. Obviously, the touchdown that got taken off the board, was a big swing in momentum. It was something that was, it was another one of those plays that we had built in. Colton went up, made a great grab. Corey got it to him, you know, kind of got everything set up where we wanted it to be. Got a holding call on it. You know, could have been either way. You know, I went back and looked at it on film just to see if it was something that was really bad. You know, it was close to where the play, where Corey was throwing from. But again, you can't come down to you know,
sure,
a play like that. I mean, we could talk about the spot of the ball on the fourth down,
right,
you know, fourth and one. I mean, you, there's so many different variables,
sure,
when it comes into that. But the bottom line was, you had two good teams. You had one team that made one more big play than you did.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Are you planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, again, you know, we're just trying to go back and think about specific plays this morning, and it kind of molds together, and it's sometimes a little bit more difficult to do that. But, you know, I think about the accomplishments of this team again, and you've been done a good job of mentioning those things. And, you know, you certainly don't want to characterize the end of the season being what we were able to accomplish throughout the season. And, boy, I tell you what, I just feel like that there's a lot of reason to have a lot of hope going forward, and those accomplishments are still going to stand the test of time. Obviously, running through the conference schedule undefeated was a big deal. Only taking a single loss to Greenville, who was the 160 team in all the United States, is the only loss in the regular season. A lot of accomplishments right here, and I think you got a lot to build on going forward, too, with the success that we've just had with this JV program.
You know, we got a lot of stuff, a lot of positives going on with our program. Certainly excited about what the future is. You know, didn't feel like we were going to have this conversation this early. You know, was hopeful we'd be getting a little bit farther into the playoffs before we had to have this one. But when you do look back on it, and I really come back to the scrimmages, you know, all the way up to the first game with Murphy, close ball game, low scoring ball game, and then you go back through and you look at the season, and probably 90% of our games were like that.
Yeah.
And anytime that you have games that like that, you're going to build character throughout the season, and I think we saw that with our team. I think it helped us be successful once we started conference all the way through, all the way up until the, you know, the Brevard game. And, you know, there was some things that I learned as a coach as well. You know, obviously when you're talking about things and you're trying to encourage your kids and find things to motivate your kids, you know, we use the we went to the Brevard game, you know, winning the conference championship outright, trying to give a chance to get that number one seed.
Right.
And when you use those things and you talk about them sometimes more than you do other things, you're also setting yourself up for opportunities for a blow, too.
Sure.
And I think probably when you look at the, you know, number one losing to a 16 seed, you know, that's one of those things that you look at and you say, you know what, we put a lot of emphasis on getting that one seed, but it also helped us, you know, with being able to play Brevard at the high level that we did and to win that game. It's tough. It's tough sitting there looking at it. You know, we could say, well, that was a great 16 team that probably was better than what they were. You know what? They were better than we were last night. It doesn't matter how they were during the season. And certainly they got the win, and they'll go on and play another team in their conference next week in North Lincoln. But again, I think it probably tells a tale about how strong their conference was as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee, UNC Healthcare, and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Coach, final segment this morning. We'll wrap things up here in just a few minutes, but wanted to go back and talk just a little bit, I think, about where we are in terms of building the schedule for next year. Obviously, we still have those non-conference games, I believe, that we've got to pick up, and I know that that's something else that, as you're going through the season and trying to, win football games and be prepared and all that kind of stuff, you're still having to deal with that. And going into the winter months, you got to settle it up, I guess.
We do. We're sitting there right now with a 9-game schedule. We're 2 games that we're looking for. JV's is 3 games we're looking for. I've never been this late in the year coming up trying to get schedule taken care of. And it's been a struggle. We're still continuing to look. Got a lot of contacts and stuff throughout the state. And there are other teams that are looking too, but most of them are not looking that deep into the season.
Right.
Because conferences are bigger than what ours are, and the games we're looking for are so late. But we'll continue to look and try to do the best we can on the schedule, but we are still looking actually for weeks 4 and 5. Right now we did get week 6 taken care of, so we do have Mountain Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
So the games that we got locked in right now, we'll play Murphy again to open up. We'll play Inca, obviously the Tuscola game on the Labor Day weekend. And then the next 2 weeks, we're looking for games. And then week 6, obviously we play Mountain Heritage. So got some really good games on the schedule. Murphy, obviously, who won their conference, is still in the playoffs. Mountain Heritage plays tonight, won their conference. Obviously, Tuscola had a win last night as well, so they advanced on to the second round. Obviously, you look at a pretty good non-conference schedule right there without having to find 2 more. But we'll keep searching, see what we can find, get our scrimmages and stuff set up for next year, and go through and do the inventory. It's kind of a lonely time for the head coach and some of our assistants as we go through and have to do inventory and look at things that we've got to order for next season. And it'll take a couple of weeks to try to get through this part of it. And it's part of the game. Like I said, if you're going to coach it and be a part of it, you're going to have the goods and the bads and the highs and the lows. And I tell you what, I wouldn't trade any of the highs we had this season. With all the lows that we had,
right.
I wouldn't trade it. Not in one bit. These kids played hard for us. That's all you can ask for. And I certainly wished I had more time with them, the seniors that are going, but certainly proud of what they accomplished and very thankful for how they have led our football team.
Made any decisions about what you guys might want to do in terms of looking at visiting one of the universities?
We'll get everybody together and kind of see what we can do in March. Coach Rogers, Bentley, and his wife are expecting their first baby in March as well, so we'll keep that in mind as we go through it and see if we can get something scheduled that doesn't have too big of a conflict on that situation with those guys. Certainly excited for them, and there's always a lot of things that goes into it, but we'll try to get our staff together and go somewhere and see if we can pick up some things that will help us moving forward and get our kids back going in January. This is going to be a little bit of a different year this semester because we're going to finish our exams before Christmas.
Right.
So once we come back, I'll be about a month early from what we usually are getting our kids back going. So we're already scheduling classes now. The guidance counselors and myself have already been working on that for the last 2 weeks, getting everybody scheduled for that second semester. So, we'll be busy again and get going in the weight room, those type things. But, I can't say enough about our team and the accomplishments that we had this year and the JV program.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the JV program had an outstanding year as well. Winning the conference and being undefeated and all of those great things. Certainly a very proud of our program and proud of our coaches. I thought they guys did a great job preparing our kids every week this season, and we'll go into it and move forward in January.
Do you have any ideas or anything that you're hearing in terms of any changes there might be in terms of high school football and the way the game is played, or any big rule changes at this point?
We haven't. You know, they have their our state association has their big meeting next week. They'll convene in December the 1st. There'll be some changes that will be brought up, some rule changes that will be brought up. They'll vote on them and then kind of move forward from them or from there, seeing what they are. I've not really heard anything. You know, that we're looking at. I think probably they're probably pretty happy with everything that you know, that took place this season. And now there's some things that they're really going to harp on, obviously, going into each year. There's one particular thing that the teams harp on. I know that there's been quite a few teams down east that have been disqualified for the playoffs. I think there was some altercations that took place on some of those last ball games. I think there's about six teams that didn't make the playoffs.
Is that right?
Because they had too many players that got into altercations on those last games. I'm sure that'll be a point of emphasis, you know, as we move forward into next season. And, you know, the referees will be obviously more aware of what's going on there. But, again, you know, just want to tell our seniors and our team, you know, thank you for such a great season. I really enjoyed it. One of the better seasons for me as a coach, 20 years worth. And enjoy being around those kids. My son last night was devastated, you know, because not only do you have those relationships with those kids, but a lot of times your young kids do as well. And
your entire family.
Certainly, you know, them being on the field and Bryson being down there with me as much as he is, he wanted to come back up to the locker room last night, even after we, you know, when everything went through everything on the field. He just wanted to spend just a few more minutes with those seniors. And it's important. It's important to everybody here. It's important to me and my family as well, and you know, we'll move forward and get ready for next season.
Coach, it's been our honor. I know Jonathan and I have enjoyed every minute of it. Again, we appreciate being made to feel like that we're part of the program, and that I can't tell you how much that I think that means to both of us, as you know, emotionally invested as we are in this case, not just around the football program, but the entirety of the high school community too. But we appreciate you allowing us to be you know, part of this larger family, and certainly the way that, you know, you've treated all of us, and that really goes for everybody at Pisgah. It continues to be a great experience, and we'll look forward to doing it again when we get back together in August, and we'll have more about that when we get a little bit closer, but certainly look forward to that as well. For head coach Brett Chappell, Jonathan Jorstad, of course, we want to thank Tim Hodges, who is our longtime producer director, obviously Steve back this morning working the boards, and certainly the Rec family will look forward to doing this again in August. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Smathers and Smathers, Attorneys at Law, SignServe, Hometown Hardware, and by Haywood Regional Medical Center. Join us again next Saturday here on 101.7 FM and 920 AM WPTL.